A majority of Langley City Council has given preliminary approval, first and second reading, to a financial plan that would increase property taxes an average 6.7%. It was less than the 9.97% increase passed last year. For the average single-family home in Langley City, valued at $1.4 million, the proposed budget would result in the largest percentage increase, 6.7%. The average strata home, at $580,000, would see the smallest hike of 5.94%. Councillor Delaney Mack was the lone vote against at the Monday, January 27, meeting. Under this current council's leadership, we've seen unaffordable and unprecedented increases, Mack said. The next step is the public input phase. On Thursday, February 6, from 6 to 8 p.m., there will be an informal financial plan open house at City Hall, downstairs in the lobby. On Monday, February 10, at 7 p.m., the public will have a formal opportunity to come to a committee of the whole council meeting to present their opinions. Council approved a number of additions to the base budget, which had a 4.3% increase, including adding two firefighters, but decided against adding two more RCMP officers, something Mack was seeking. Mayor Nathan Pochel cited the current dispute with Langley Township about sharing police costs that has seen the larger municipality serve notice it wants to de-integrate the detachment. Given the uncertainty right now with the building and the detachment and the staffing and everything, I don't feel comfortable, just myself personally, moving forward on this one at this time, Pochel said. Councillor Paul Albrecht, who chairs the Crime Prevention Committee, said the township is continuing to grow much faster than the city. I think we've got more than enough RCMP coverage, Albrecht said. In a separate discussion, council backed a Pochel proposal to ask the province to appoint a facilitator in the dispute, a proposal rejected by Township Mayor Eric Woodward. Mack called on Pochel to talk directly to his township counterpart about the RCMP issue. I do feel that this is a preemptive step, and that we need to respond with a formal counter-offer and negotiate in good faith, Mack commented. Pochel replied, saying city staff have presented its case in writing, which is the right and appropriate way to do it. I don't think we negotiate through phone calls and messages on the side, Pochel said.